This is the reading for September 16th. Jeremiah 13. This is what the Lord said to me. Go and buy a linen belt and put it around your waist. Don't let the belt get wet. So I bought a linen belt, just as the Lord told me, and put it around my waist. Then the Lord spoke his word to me a second time. Take the belt you bought and are wearing, and go to Parath. Hide the belt there in a crack in the rocks. So I went to Parath and hid the belt there, just as the Lord told me. Many days later, the Lord said to me, Now go to Parath and get the belt I told you to hide there. So I went to Parath and dug up the belt and took it from where I had hidden it, but now it was ruined. It was good for nothing. Then the Lord spoke his word to me. This is what the Lord said. In the same way, I will ruin the pride of the people of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. These evil people refuse to listen to my warnings. They stubbornly do only what they want to do, and they follow other gods to serve and worship them. So they will become like this linen belt, good for nothing. As a belt is wrapped tightly around a person's waist, I wrapped the families of Israel and Judah around me, says the Lord. I did that so they would be my people and bring fame, praise, and honor to me. But my people would not listen. Say to them, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. All leather bags for holding wine should be filled with wine. People will say to you, of course, we know all wine bags should be filled with wine. Then you will say to them, this is what the Lord says. I will make everyone in this land like a drunken person. The kings who sit on David's throne, the priests and the prophets, and all the people who live in Jerusalem. I will make them smash against one another, fathers and sons alike, says the Lord. I will not feel sorry or have pity on them or show mercy that would stop me from destroying them. Listen and pay attention. Don't be too proud because the Lord has spoken to you. Give glory to the Lord your God before he brings darkness and before you slip and fall on the dark hills. You hope for light, but he will turn it into thick darkness. He will change it into deep gloom. If you don't listen to him, I will cry secretly because of your pride. I will cry painfully, and my eyes will overflow with tears because the Lord's people will be captured. Tell this to the king and the queen mother. Come down from your thrones because your beautiful crowns have fallen from your heads. The cities of southern Judah are locked up and no one can open them. All Judah will be taken as captives to a foreign land. They will be carried away completely. Jerusalem, look up and see the people coming from the north. Where is the flock God gave you to care for, the flock you bragged about? What will you say when they appoint as your heads those who had thought were your friends? Won't you have much pain and trouble like a woman giving birth to a baby? You might ask yourself, why has this happened to me? It happened because of your many sins. Because of your sins, your skirt was torn off and your body has been treated badly. Can a person from Cush change the color of his skin? Can a leopard change his spots? In the same way, Jerusalem, you cannot change and do good because you are accustomed to doing evil. I will scatter you like chaff that is blown away by the desert wind. This is what will happen to you. This is your part in my plan, says the Lord. Because you forgot me and trusted in false gods, I will pull your skirts up over your face so everyone will see your shame. I have seen the terrible things you have done, your acts of adultery and your snorting, your prostitution, your hateful acts on the hills and in the fields. How terrible it will be for you, Jerusalem. How long will you continue being unclean? Jeremiah chapter 14. These are the words that the Lord spoke to Jeremiah about the time when there was no rain. The nation of Judah cries as if someone has died, and her cities are very sad. They are distressed over the land. A cry goes up to God from Jerusalem. The important men send their servants to get water. They go to the wells, but they find no water. So they return with empty jars. They are ashamed and embarrassed and cover their heads in shame. The ground is dry and cracked open because no rain falls on the land. The farmers are upset and sad, so they cover their heads in shame. Even the mother deer in the field leaves her newborn fawn to die because there is no grass. Wild donkeys stand on the bare hills and sniff the wind like wild dogs, but their eyes go blind because there is no food. We know that we suffer because of our sins. Lord, do something to help us for the good of your name. We have left you many times. We have sinned against you. God, the hope of Israel, you have saved Israel in times of trouble. Why are you like a stranger in the land, or like a traveler who only stays one night? Why are you like someone who has been attacked by surprise, like a warrior who is not able to save anyone? But you are among us, Lord, and we are called by your name, so don't leave us without help. This is what the Lord says about the people of Judah. They really love to wander from me. They don't stop themselves from leaving me. So now the Lord will not accept them. He will now remember the evil they do and will punish them for their sins. Then the Lord said, "Don't pray for good things to happen to the people of Judah. Even if they give up eating, I will not listen to their prayers. Even if they offer burnt offerings and grain offerings to me, I will not accept them. Instead, I will destroy the people of Judah with war, hunger, and terrible diseases." But I said, "O Lord God, the prophets keep telling the people you will not suffer from an enemy's sword or from hunger. I, the Lord, will give you peace in this land." Then the Lord said to me, "Those prophets are prophesying lies in my name. I did not send them or appoint them or speak to them. They have been prophesying false visions, idolatries, worthless magic, and their own wishful thinking. So this is what I say about the prophets who are prophesying in my name. I did not send them. They say, 'No enemy will attack this country with swords. There will never be hunger in this land.' So those prophets will die from hunger and from an enemy's sword, and the people to whom the prophets speak will be thrown into the streets of Jerusalem. There they will die from hunger and from an enemy's sword, and no one will be there to bury them, or their wives, or their sons, or their daughters. I will punish them. Jeremiah, speak this message to the people of Judah. Let my eyes be filled with tears night and day without stopping. My people have received a terrible blow. They have been hurt badly. If I go into the country, I see people killed by swords. If I go into the city, I see much sickness because the people have no food. Both the priests and the prophets have been taken to a foreign land. Lord, have you completely rejected the nation of Judah? Do you hate Jerusalem? Why have you hurt us so badly that we cannot be made well again? We hoped for peace, but nothing good has come. We looked for a time of healing, but only terror came. Lord, we admit that we are wicked and that our ancestors did evil things. We have sinned against you. For your sake, do not hate us. Do not take away the honor from your glorious throne. Remember your agreement with us and do not break it. Do foreign idols have the power to bring rain? Does the sky itself have the power to send down showers? No, it is you, Lord our God. You are our only hope because you are the one who made all these things."
Chapter 3.
This is the reason I, Paul, am the prisoner of Christ Jesus for those of you who are not Jewish. Certainly, you've heard how God gave me the responsibility of bringing his kindness to you. You've heard that he let me know this mystery through a revelation. I've already written to you about this briefly. When you read this, you'll see that I understand the mystery about Christ. In the past, this mystery was not known by people as it is now. The Spirit has now revealed it to his holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is the good news that people who are not Jewish have the same inheritance as Jewish people do. They belong to the same body and share the same promise that God made in Christ Jesus. I became a servant of this good news through God's kindness freely given to me when his power worked in me. I am the least of all God's people, yet God showed me his kindness by allowing me to spread the good news of the immeasurable wealth of Christ to people who are not Jewish. He allowed me to explain the way this mystery works. God, who created all things, kept it hidden in the past. He did this so that now, through the church, he could let the rulers and authorities in heaven know his infinite wisdom. This was God's plan for all of history, which he carried out through Christ Jesus our Lord. We can go to God with bold confidence through faith in Christ. So then, I ask you not to become discouraged by the troubles I suffer for you. In fact, my troubles bring you glory. This is the reason I kneel in the presence of the Father, from whom all the family in heaven and on earth receives its name. I'm asking God to give you a gift from the wealth of his glory. I pray that he would give you inner strength and power through his Spirit. Then Christ will live in you through faith. I also pray that love may be the ground into which you sink your roots and on which you have your foundation. This way, with all of God's people, you will be able to understand how wide, long, high, and deep His love is. You will know Christ's love, which goes far beyond any knowledge. I'm praying this so that you may be completely filled with God. Glory belongs to God, whose power is at work in us. By this power, He can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory belongs to God in the church and in Christ Jesus for all time and eternity. Amen.